WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hundreds of airstrikes across Lebanon as Israel's long simmering conflict with Hezbollah begins to boil over. Lebanon's health ministry saying that the death toll has now reached 558 people. More than 1,600 have been wounded. Major wars in Gaza, Ukraine, Sudan, and now a possible wider conflict between Israel and Hezbollah. World leaders discussing all of it in New York this week as the UN General Assembly meets. Promising new data on obesity rates in American adults.
The CDC releasing new data showing more than 40% of adults in the U.S. are technically obese. That's slightly down from nearly 42% between 2017 and 2020, but is still higher than 37% a decade ago. With the public health concern so high, lawmakers in Washington today will weigh their options in hopes of bringing down the cost of weight loss drugs.
ABC's Rhiannon Alley. John, now a tropical storm hitting Mexico's southern Pacific coast as a Cat 3 hurricane. This is ABC.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Ahlen. A former Kewaskum School resource officer pleads guilty to bestiality charges. Stephen Rosales entered the plea on three felony counts Monday. In May, Rosales pleaded not guilty to charges of having an inappropriate relationship with a high school student. Former President Donald Trump will make another stop in Wisconsin this weekend. Trump is scheduled for an event in Prairie du Chien Saturday morning. News release says he'll hear from local community leaders and residents about immigration. It's the former president's sixth visit to Wisconsin this year. And be careful when buying a car online. The Wisconsin Better Business Bureau advises you to stick with trusted online dealers, but never pay money for a vehicle you haven't inspected yourself. Find a link to retailers and more tips on buying a car, even in person at a dealership, online at BBB.org. Ted Ahlen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Sunny and warm weather is going to be the thing here through the rest of the week. Today, partly cloudy. We'll get to 71 for a high this afternoon. The wind northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 48. Tomorrow, sunshine 75. By Thursday, sunny with a high of 78. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 50.
99.7.
Gonna rock this town, rock this place apart.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Good morning. It's after 6 a.m. on Tuesday morning. Dave Grant joining you. We're going to start your day all right. We're going to rickroll you right off the gate here. Here's Rick Astley on Max FM.
Max FM.
Spare a little candle, say
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Tuesday morning. Well, it was definitely an interesting Monday. We'll talk about some of the things that happened a little bit later in the 7 o'clock hour. What's going on? Things that you do need to know today is our weather. We do have a slight chance of some sprinkles this morning. A little bit patchy fog is out there as well. It will turn mostly sunny with a high of 69. Tonight, it will be mostly clear. We'll have a low of 48. Tomorrow will be sunny with a high of 74. On Thursday, sunny with a high of 77. Now, we do have a slight chance of showers going into Friday and the weekends. High will be in the 70s. Now, with that being said, we're kind of keeping an eye on what's going on in the Gulf. That's really the big thing. That will make it kind of determine what's going to happen with our weather over the weekend. So, we could have a chance of a little bit of wetter weekend if we do see the hurricane come this far north. Still don't know what's going to happen. They do have a hurricane watch now in the Gulf, but how far that will trend north, we're not sure yet. So, we'll definitely keep an eye on that. Right now, it's about 50 degrees outside. Yeah, we kept the windows open last night. Not sure what we were thinking there, but, you know, got up. It was nice and cool. Actually let the dog out wearing shorts this morning. Also not sure what I was thinking there. Well, I know what I was saying. I was too lazy to put pants on. That's all that comes down to. Coming up, we will have Journey on Max FM.
Shooting for peace of mind and protection, you're on target with Dez Tactical Arms in Baraboo. Our semi-private training is one of a kind in the industry. Keep up your skills by building muscle memory through repetition as you practice on the 10-lane shooting range. Ask about Dez's custom-made rifles, Wisconsin concealed carry classes, and more at DezTactical.com. That's DezTactical.com of Baraboo.
Get ready to go for the green or gold with 99.7 Max FM. Listen to Max FM while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize. Two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Just download the Civic Media app and listen at 7-Eleven 1 and 4 for your chance to win in our statewide contest with 99.7 Max FM.
Sponsored locally by
Shields Fireside Hearth and Home of Baraboo, State Farm Insurance Agent Chris Stanton in Baraboo, and Sagna Fjord Winery of Wisconsin Dells.
When you take a walk around your neighborhood and notice all the things that make it feel like home, one thing might be a little harder to notice, because somewhere tucked in that neat row of houses is hunger. Over 30 million Americans don't know where their next meal is coming from. Together, we can provide 1 billion meals by 2030, because everyone should be welcome at the table. Learn more at nourishingneighbors.com. Let's break the cycle of hunger together.
Yeah.
maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. Don't forget, you can stream us online at max.fm. You can tell your smart device to play Max FM Baraboo. Or better yet, download the free Civic Media app on your mobile device. Tap on Max and Mouse for Max FM, and you can listen to us wherever you go. You're also going to want to have that Civic Media app on your mobile device. Our Go for the Green or Gold statewide text contest continues at 7 a.m. today. I'll have a new keyword for you. Then at 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m., here is Ace of Base on Max FM.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
Yeah.
80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you on Tuesday morning. It is a little bit cool out there this morning, but you know what? I'm not going to complain. We didn't have to have the air conditioning on. Have not turned the heat on. I know that's always a contest in our houses. Who's going to turn the heat on first? I know a few other people do that as well. I won't mention names, Becky. Let's talk about some what's going on TV tonight. We have Dancing with the Stars on at 7 p.m. tonight. That's on ABC. It is Oscars night tonight. It's also America's Got Talent Recap Special at 7 p.m. That's on NBC. Now, we have a new series premiere of Murder in a Small Town. That's on 7 p.m. on Fox. That's going to have Rossif Sutherland. He plays a New York City detective who takes on a job in a small town that isn't quite as small as peaceful as he expected. Smallville's Christian Crooks, also his love interest. This is going to be interesting. This is Donald Sutherland's son and half-brother to Kiefer. So I'm kind of curious about that one. Maybe going to watch that. I've been kind of looking at this trailer. Definitely looks interesting. Now it is the 19th season finale of America's Got Talent at 8 p.m. on NBC tonight. It's also the 8th season finale of Celebrity IOU. That's at 8 p.m. on HDTV. And this is kind of interesting. I've not seen this show before, so now I'm kind of curious. It is Watch What Happens Live at 9 p.m. on Bravo. And then we have the stand-up special, Ellen DeGeneres for Your Approval. That is on Netflix tonight. So plenty of good things on TV tonight. You know, I haven't watched a whole lot of TV lately, so I couldn't really tell you anything else that's going on except what I told you about right there. So I know we'll have our fall premieres coming up. I know that is in October for the most part. I know Matlock premiered early. Might have to talk about that at some point as well. Coming up, we will look at our community calendar. That is brought to you by Community First Bank. A look at weather news by Whitney Houston on Max FM.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. Every Wednesday and Saturday, swing by downtown Baraboo for the Farmers Market. From 8 a.m. until 12:30, local growers, producers, and farmers will be on Oak Street at the Courthouse Square in downtown Baraboo. Be sure to give them a like on Facebook at Baraboo Farmers Market, as each night before the event, they'll post who's going to be at the market. And then mark your calendars for September 28th for Kind Fest at Culver Community Park in Prairie du Sac. This great day of events includes music, games, and community. West on 12 will be performing, plus you're going to have a bags tournament, bingo, raffles, food trucks, drinks, and mental health resources. This will be from 1 until 7 p.m. on Saturday the 28th. Find all the details by searching KindFest on Facebook.
Hi, I'm Joan Balwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I work to address rising childcare costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new childcare slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Balwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Baldwin.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center welcomes family practitioner Dr. Garrett Tesman.
When you get to know your patients for a number of years, you know what their priorities are, what they want to get from the treatment plan. One of my other big passions is integrative medicine. The idea that instead of just treating a disease with a medication, it's taking a step back, seeing about changing lifestyle, be that diet or exercise, and really being able to bring patients off of medications when someone doesn't need it anymore.
For more information about Dr. Tesman, visit ramchealth.com.
A pair of dominating quarterback performances to close out week three of the NFL season last night. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. In Buffalo, Josh Allen tossing four touchdown passes for the Bills in their 47-2 beatdown of the Jaguars. The Bills are now 3-0. Meanwhile, Jaden Daniels completing 91% of his passes for 254 yards and two touchdowns. He also ran for a score as Washington knocked off the Bengals 38-33 in Cincinnati. The Packers are off today. They'll resume workouts tomorrow, getting ready for the Vikings in an NFC North battle at Lambeau Field. No word yet on whether or not Jordan Love will return to the lineup. The Vikings breathing a sigh of relief themselves on Monday after learning that their quarterback Sam Darnold's left knee is not seriously injured. Tests revealed a bruise but no structural damage. He'll start against the Packers on Sunday. Phillies clinched the National League East title for the first time since 2011 with a 6-2 win over the Cubs. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Sunny and warm weather is going to be the thing here through the rest of the week. Today, partly cloudy. We'll get to 71 for a high this afternoon. The wind northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 48. Tomorrow, sunshine 75. By Thursday, sunny with a high of 78. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49. 99.7.
Oh,
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Here are the Heights. How do you talk to an angel? I just say, hi, Wendy.
I hear a voice in my mind. I know her face by heart. Heaven and earth are moving in my soul. I don't know where to start. Tell me the words to define the way I feel about someone so fine. How do you talk to an angel? How do you hold her close to where you are? How do you talk to an angel? It's like trying to catch a falling star. At night I dream, and she is there, and I can feel her in the air. Tell me the words to define the way I feel about someone so fine. How do you talk to an angel?
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
We'll be right back.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant joining you from the home studio here in Baraboo this morning. I keep forgetting Wendy's here. Yes, I do talk about her on occasion. She does hear about it sometimes from other people, or she hears it on air. Usually when I say, I don't think Wendy's listening right now. Yeah, that's about the time she's listening. And sometimes I do find myself getting in a little bit of trouble. Hey, that's nothing new, but we should take a look at your weather. Today, we do have a chance of sprinkles this morning. We may have a little bit of patchy fog. It's going to turn mostly sunny with a high of 69. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 48 degrees. Tomorrow, be sunny with a high of 74. On Thursday, sunny with a high of 77. On Friday, it's homecoming in Baraboo. I know we have a slight chance of showers in the afternoon. Partly sunny with a high of 77. This weekend, we're looking at highs in the 70s. We do have some rain chances this weekend. Again, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, those chances could increase depending on the path of the hurricane. So we'll keep an eye on that. Currently, it's 50 degrees. Now, we're going to talk about a few things this morning. We got Monday Night Football, some interesting games there, to say the least. Kmart's closing. That is not been around this area in a while. We'll talk about that. We're going to have your birthdays and anniversaries. So if you do have a birthday or anniversary today, please text those in to us this morning so we can get those on the air for you. Also, we are going to talk about dishwasher use and how that sometimes can cause an argument. Never happens in my house, right, Wendy? I don't know where she's at right now. And then right around 7 o'clock, we're going to have today's keyword of the day for the Green or Gold statewide text contest. So stay tuned for that. Make sure you have the Civic Media app ready to go on your mobile device. Our 50-minute music hour continues with Duran Duran on Max FM.
Beloved AT&T customers, I'm here to tell you about our brand new offering, Next Up Anytime. That's right, anytime. No more waiting 3 years to get a new phone. When you want to upgrade, you can. It's really that simple. Paired with 25% off for all first responders, teachers, military veterans, and more, there has never been an easier choice than switching to AT&T. Stop by any of our AT&T Bug Tussle stores for more great deals and savings.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Break up with stinky clothes.
Rinse it out.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of the stinks that just will never come out.
Oh, Downy in the rinse straight.
Every now and then I rinse it out. One wash and it delivers.
One wash, it smells so clean.
Downy Rinse and Refresh, it's a dream.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Fights odor in just one wash. Guaranteed.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Behind.
hometown hits.
The past is gone.